Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us, he's been on the show many times, and always a pleasure to get him back on, and always excited when we got a new book out. Michigan's very own author, Landon Beach. Landon, how are you, my friend?
Good morning, Kevin. Gosh, it's great to be back with you, buddy.
Yes, glad to have you back on the show to talk about another new book. Now, since we've really last talked, you used to teach, and you've kind of gotten away from that. You are now kind of a full-time author, aren't you?
Yes, I've been very blessed to be able to write full-time now, and as they say, I'm living the dream, sir.
You are, no doubt. Well, for anybody who's catching you for the first time, first shame on you, but let's talk a little bit about some of the books in the past and about how you got started in this field of writing.
Right, and so I always thought that the Great Lakes area and Michigan in particular always kind of got the short end of the stick when it came to fiction. Yeah. And it's my home state and a beloved area to me where I grew up. And so I originally just set out to write one book, a standalone novel on each of the Great Lakes. Mm-hmm. And so far I've written four of those. The Wreck was on Lake Huron, The Sail was on Lake Superior, Lake Ontario was the cabin, and Lake Erie was the hike. And so I have one more to go, which will be the bay on Lake Michigan. And then I had a little bit of a detour, and I tried my hand at writing murder mysteries.
Right.
And it's a trilogy that I'm working on, and I had Huron Breeze come out, and then mm-hmm. the book that you and I are going to talk about today was Huron Nights. And then I did a standalone psychological thriller called Narrator. So mm-hmm. I have seven books out right now, and three more in the works. So, yes, I'm living the dream, but
are.
I am working very hard to keep that dream alive.
You are, but you're doing it successfully. I think Mr. Magoo said it best. By George, you've done it again with the latest called Huron Nights. And I said off the air that about halfway through, I was really confused because you have thrown everything at us in this one in terms of a murder mystery. And I'm going to leave it at that and let you kind of describe what Huron Nights is all about.
Yeah, so Huron Nights, being that it is in this trilogy of books about this mythical author who has writer's block mm-hmm. and kind of moonlights as a private detective along with a legendary private detective in the mythical town of Hampstead, Michigan, which has a lot of similarities, of course, to Taos and that area on Lake Huron. I wanted to develop her character more in Huron Nights, and you noticed that there are some flashback chapters of how she got to be who she is, and she's having issues trying to wrap up her own series of novels, and yet at the same time have another murder mystery present.
Right.
And for this one, at the end of Huron Breeze, it looked like the legendary PI Obadiah Ben David was kind of going to go off into retirement mm-hmm. and enjoy life, but he gets pulled back into a murder mystery in Huron Nights because the local PI has to go deal with a family issue,
right.
And he wants no one else other than Rachel Roberts to be right next to him as he goes to investigate what looks like a pretty straightforward murder-suicide in kind of a posh beachfront gated area and subdivision called Falcon Crest, which is a little bit of a wink, wink, nod, nod to the 1980s television show. And so they go there and start investigating. And as you said, all of a sudden, it is not as clear as they thought it was.
Right.
And there are a lot of twists and turns to find out who done it, if in fact it was a murder and not a murder-suicide.
Now, you mentioned the mythical Hampstead, but the book is filled with not-so mythical places, some real places I picked up on mm-hmm. US 23 and Standish and Birmingham. So you do use your knowledge of the state in every one of your books, and it's kind of cool to read and go, hey, I know that place.
Yeah, and that's important to me, too, which is to not only have like a mythical location there where I can do a lot more things as a writer. You can put a bar here or a hotel here or an island here, but also, too, to ground it in things that are very unique to Michigan, like Kmart and the Birmingham area, and the whole backstory of how that development of Falcon Crest even came about right off of US 23 on Lake Huron. And so I hope that readers always walk away with a little bit of a warm feeling that, hey, this is about Michigan. Michigan, and maybe they learned something that they didn't know, or they just kind of feel at home for once, maybe in fiction, by reading a novel that is set in the Great Lakes area or Michigan, because as you and I have said before, not a lot is.
Right, you're right. It is a forgotten area, unfortunately, but you make the best of it. Now, you said it's the second in a trilogy, but it really is, if you want to just pick it up and you haven't read Huron Breeze, Huron Nights is kind of standalone on itself. You can get a lot out of the story also.
Yeah, and I kind of plan it that way, yeah, where it is a murder mystery detective novel at its heart, and so you can enjoy this adventure without having, you know, read anything else before. You'll probably have a better experience if you've read Huron Breeze first.
Sure.
But in terms of Rachel and Obadiah solving the mystery,
right,
you don't have to know anything about that beforehand.
Indeed. Now, is the book available right now?
Absolutely. It's available in paperback, Kindle, and also audiobook. And so on Amazon, you can get the Kindle version and the other formats as well. In terms of the paperback, basically anywhere that you shop, you can pick that up or order it online. And then my audiobooks are always wide. And so anywhere where audiobooks are sold, you can download the book. And for Huron Nights, that audiobook will be coming out soon. So the other six are available, but my audiobook narrator, Scott Brick, he's going to start recording that in just about a month. So I will make sure that on my social media, I'll let fans know when the audiobook of Huron Nights is out, but they can get the Kindle and the paperback version right now, my friend.
And speaking of narrator and Scott Brick, kudos to both of you. I know you are up for an award.
Yeah, well, every year the Audio Publishers Association has an award ceremony called the Audies, which are kind of like the Oscars for all things audiobooks, narration, engineering, you name it, anything to do with the audiobook business. And we found out about a month ago that Scott was nominated for Best Male Narrator of the Year for Narrator. And it was one of the five finalists. And what I would say on that, Kevin, you know, you've been with me from the beginning in this, this journey that started 5 years ago. In the 27-year history of the Audio Awards, I am the first independent author to have a book named as a finalist in the Best Male Narrator category. And to give that a little bit of scope, last year there were 74,000 audiobooks published. And I don't know the exact figures, but you'd have to guess that it's about 50-50 for male narrators and female narrators, and probably, you know, a small percentage too for ensemble. And so, you know, what I want to make clear is, of course, it is Scott's performance that has us in the finals, and rightly so. But also, too, I was pleasantly surprised that the Audio Publishers Association gave the book that much respect and allowed it to compete. And I think Scott gave the performance of a lifetime. So it was uplifting to know that you didn't have to be traditionally published to get a look.
Right.
And, you know, Scott has been nominated five times for this, and he's never won. So I'm hoping on Tuesday, March 28th, this is the one. It would be great to see him, and I can't wait to, you know, honor him and be behind him on that night. This is really neat and unexpected, and I'm excited about it for Scott.
But well-deserved for both of you also. And speaking of the future, you know, we know we've got the second book in the trilogy. What is in the future for you now, Landon?
So now that Huron Nights is out there, I talked with my editor, who I work with, and we threw some ideas around. And because Rachel Roberts in the Huron Breeze trilogy is writing her mythical character called Adrian Astra, and it's a series of thrillers that she has to finish up, I thought it would be really neat to have a standalone novel or novella. I'm not sure how long it's going to be. I'm working on it right now, but all about the origin story of that kick butt character that, you know, she's writing. And so the novel or novella is going to be called The Blue Hour Sanction, and that's going to come out around Labor Day weekend. And I thought it would be neat for that to come out before the final book in the saga, so that when readers read Huron Sunrise, which comes out right before Christmas in 2023, that they'll kind of know who this character was, and they'll see why Rachel, as an author, it's kind of bittersweet to say goodbye to her favorite character while she's working on yet another case with Obadiah Ben-David, and they're finishing up their journey. So you've got a bunch of threads kind of coming to a close, and I think that having that little, you know, novel or novella in there right before the final in the trilogy is something that readers haven't seen before, and I'm excited to do that. And then the question that I always get to is, well, when is that last book in the Great Lakes saga going to come out, The Bay? And so now, you know, right now we're in March, and so December, when Huron Sunrise comes out, all of that will be behind me, and I will write The Bay and probably have that out sometime in 2024. And that'll complete the saga that was the genesis of what got this whole career started. So that's what's on the horizon. A lot of work ahead.
Very good. And we're looking forward to all of it. If they want to learn more about you, Landon, website, Facebook, how do they get more information about you, my friend?
Sure. The best place to go is LandonBeachBooks.com, and it has a link to all of my social media on the website, and you can learn a little bit about me as a writer and my background, and also all of the books. There's links to purchase all of them. So LandonBeachBooks.com is the place to go.
Very good. Pick up the book, Huron Nights by Landon Beach. And of course, to you and to Scott Brick, best of luck in the future on the Audis, and we'll look forward to, Landon, to maybe getting some positive news from you at that time, but otherwise we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Oh, thanks so much, Kevin. Great to talk with you as always, and a big thanks and hug to everybody at WKJC.